Yeah, before we read the scriptures, I'd like to ask you a question. Are there any movie lovers among us? Anybody? In the past month, we watched two movies as shown here, the pilot movie and the dinosaur movie. And we really enjoyed the sound, the story, and the characters. Do I get any echoes here? All right. For today's scripture, Proverbs 8. It's a long and special poem. It has 36 verses. It's special because it's like a script of a movie. It dialogues with its reader through the narration of the main character and depicting her unmeasurable value, indispensable role at the very beginning of the universe. And she's trying to persuade people to listen to her. And now, somebody will read the scripture to us, and please listen carefully, and if you prefer, you can close your eyes and try to imagine the action, the setting, and the happenings in the poem. Please. Louder, louder. Sorry, this is the advertisement time before the movie. Yeah, we tried the mic, but yeah, I think there's a little bit technical problem.
Hello. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance she cries aloud. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me kings reign, and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern, and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I use suppresses choice silver. I walk in a way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning, when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water. Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the road or its fields or any of the dust on the earth, I was there when he set the heavens in place. When he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep. When he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole road and delighting in mankind. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail me find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for calling us and teaching us through the mouth of wisdom. Please grant us a humble heart and a teachable ears so that we can know you and we can follow you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. At the beginning of today's chapter, we see an ancient city surrounded by tall and thick city walls. Big city gate is open, and there are many, many people going in and out. Then we see the most crowded places inside the city, the crossings of the road, there might be the market, and there are crowds nearby. A lady is standing at those places, at the open and public areas. She's calling to people around her. She's calling people to come to know her, to listen to her. And she's trying very hard to persuade people, to tell them that how important she is. No matter you are a foolish person without any knowledge, or you are a wise person with discernment, everyone needs her teaching. No matter you are just a common person living a normal life, or you are the nobles, you are the kings, everyone needs her ability. She is our main character, Lady Wisdom. Yes, Wisdom is portrayed as a female figure here. She uses metaphor. She uses poetic language to present us a lively movie, several scenes with complex and profound theology. And this city, naturally we will imagine that this is the city of Jerusalem, but in the Old Testament wisdom literature, city refers more than Jerusalem. A city normally refers to the world, the whole world. And Lady Wisdom is calling, not only calling to the Jewish people, she actually is standing in public, she's calling everyone in the whole wide world. She's saying that, oh people, I call out to you, listen to me. Let me tell you what is trustworthy and true, just and right. I am more precious than silver, gold, or any other treasures in the world. Brothers and sisters, we might ask, is wisdom really so important? A lot of times, We roughly, we know that wisdom is very important. We pray for our government, we pray for our church leaders, and a lot of times, I hope, our children also pray for their parents about wisdom. And I also hope that our parents pray for your children to gain wisdom, not only to have good grades. But a lot of times, we have misunderstanding about wisdom. We tend to think that cleverness, high IQ, or high technology is wisdom. And in the recent years, the technology of mankind developed and progressed a lot. Many, many instruments, many, many devices started to appear in the market. And those were only in the science fiction books we read maybe 10 or 20 years ago. For example, as shown on the screen, is the clone. And it's cartoon is very simple. And I think the doctors among us might think it's too simple. But the biological technology makes it possible for asexual reproduction, for animals, and even for human beings. And people also use transgene technology to produce better crops. Also, certain types of cancers are not incurable diseases anymore. And in another field, we all know that handphones, computers, AI are progressing rapidly. Self-driving cars are getting safer and safer. And now they can run on the real road, not in Singapore, but in some other countries. New and more powerful weapons are also being made. And military forces in many countries, especially the superpowers, are getting stronger and stronger. But those are not wisdom. All of these progresses and breakthroughs can make our daily lives easier. But they can also bring confusion, cause troubles, and even bring disasters to mankind. Wisdom is also not high IQ or education. I've been knowing many people pursuing PhD degrees in prestigious universities in the world. They do world-leading research. They publish highly impacted papers. But some of them mess up relationships with spouse and children, can't get along with supervisor and team members, and have no idea about how to plan family finance. There are also cunning people in the marketplace, playing tricks for money and position. It might work temporarily, but cunning is not wisdom. It will turn out to be foolish. The famous theologian Karl Barth once said, "Wisdom is the knowledge of life, or as we might say, the art of living. This is the greatest knowledge as well as the most difficult art to be able to live, not to let one's life drift into ill-fated disorder, but to give it substance and direction. Wisdom is the knowledge of life, the art of living." It can give substance and direction to our lives. And so, more specifically, wisdom gives us ability to properly utilize the technologies mentioned just now, and to bring peace and justice to society, and to help improve the living conditions of mankind. Proverbs 8 tells us, wisdom is not secretly hidden somewhere and waiting for us to fight her. Actually, she is shouting loudly in public. Brothers and sisters, do you hear her? Do you see her? You may ask, where can I see her? How can I hear her? We can fight her. We can fight her through the acts of God. As Lady Wisdom told us in verse 6 to 21, and especially in verse 13, she said that to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Once again, she connects fear of the Lord with herself. And God set the order for human society. He set the standard for us to discern between right and wrong, between good and evil. And justice, righteousness, truth, are those things trustworthy, and crooked or perverse are evil, and those are hated by the Lord. And God not only set those orders and standards, he also participates in our society, and sometimes even interferes in our history. He maintains the orders he made. He judges people. In general, the action and words of a person will lead to a certain consequence. For example, in chapter 15, verse 22 tells us, when you are planning something, you need some advices. Don't do it alone. And many advisors can make your plan succeed. And verse 25 tells us that God brings ruins to the proud people and protects the needy widows. And in verse 27, it said that do not be greedy, because if you are greedy and you take bribe from other people, you will face bad consequences in the end. And those who resist bribes will be safe and live long. At the same time, also in this passage, from verse 6 to 21, more specifically, it's verse 15 to 16. Lady Wisdom mentions kings, rulers, princes, and nobles. They are the people with authority and power. In the history of Israel, the leaders, let them be leaders or judges in the tribal period, all the kings and officials later on. Those people were all chosen by God, and their authority and power came from God. God gave them wisdom to rule over the country, to govern all the people with justice and righteousness. And let me just mention several names: Joshua, Gideon, David, King Solomon. And there are many, many other names in the Bible. We can see God's wisdom through their life stories. And we can see that actually God not only gave them the wisdom, the ability to be a king, to be a leader, God also disciplined them. This is another element of wisdom. And Lady Wisdom keeps going on. She tells us that we can see her through the entire process of creation. Last weekend, not yesterday, but a week ago, the Saturday, families from our children ministry and CK went to East Coast Park to build sandcastles. And Mark, our brother Mark, taught us the steps and tactics. And we need some certain skills and knowledge to build the sandcastles. And if you want to say, look at the right picture, it's very nice, right? You need to have a very strong foundation. You need to build a very strong foundation at the beginning. And then there are methods to put those buildings on top of it. These are only very simple sandcastles. But to me, and I believe to many of us who went there, the first time we know, wow, that's the way to build sandcastles. Wow, we're very excited. We're very excited. And so from here, can you imagine the entire creation of the universe? It's much, much more complex and much, much harder than building a sandcastle. And can you imagine that when God was planning, when he was designing the universe, how much wisdom he needs and how important the wisdom is to creation. And in 22-31, Lady Wisdom recalled what happened in the very beginning when the world came to be. In the images of her description, Wisdom was the beloved child of the Creator God, and God is presented as both her father and mother. And soon, Wisdom became the mediator during God's creation. When he shaped the earth, the deep and the heavens out of chaos, and using wisdom to conceive an artistic, well-integrated universe, God made the world a well-ordered dwelling place for all lives. The water was restrained, and the heavenly vault was constructed to protect the earth. And that's just a little bit details of the creation. And you can imagine, there are so many, many, many complicated structures in the world. And I heard that some brothers and sisters in our church went overseas during June holiday. And I'm sure you enjoyed the creation. You enjoyed the natural scenes. And then those are all designed by God, made by God through wisdom. We can also find wisdom through the people who live wisely. We may also say that they are living a flourishing life. Lady Wisdom in verse 35 says, "Those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord." This is the summary of her speech in chapter 8. Flourishing life, or we say wise lives, do not mean living happily forever, without any difficulty, without any failures. I want to share with you something. This in the middle, this is the first church I ever attended. At that time, I was in my 20s and far away from my hometown and my parents. And I was not a believer yet. Sometimes I was lonely and I struggled a lot about my research project and wondered about my future. And the lady on the left, her name is Kathleen. I met Kathleen in this church, and she is my Bible teacher. Actually, at the beginning, I don't consider it as a Bible study. I consider it as a free English lesson. And she is about 70 years at that time. That's many, many years ago, lah, huh? And she and several other ladies of her age in the church offers free English lessons to international students. And they use the NIV version Bible as the teaching material. And so at that time, I didn't believe, but I heard a lot of Bible stories from there. Not only that, she is a cheerful, caring, decent lady. She cares for all the international students so much, and she doesn't push us to convert. She tries her best to understand us, and she talks with us, and if there's anything wrong, if, say, I got very busy or my research project stuck there, and then I was very depressed, and I don't want to go to the English lessons on Sunday, she will call me, but she will ask me very gently, and then sometimes she sends nice cards to me. Also, she just say, I miss you, are you okay? And so, gradually, I like to talk with her, I like to share with her, I like to ask her questions. Her husband already passed away a couple of years ago, and she lives by herself in a cozy house with a beautiful garden. And she is very close to her son, her daughter-in-law, and her two grandchildren. So gradually, I became very close to her, and then she always gave me wise advices. And 5 years later, I graduated from the school, and I went to another city to work. And long story short, I met Kim Hwa over there. And then so when we really got serious and started to consider about marriage, and we drove back, we drove for 10 hours back to visit Kathleen and to ask her about our relationship, to get her advice again. Brothers and sisters, I saw wisdom through Kathleen. This eventually led me onto the path of life. I'm sure along the journey, along your journey of faith, there must be lady or man or male or female Catherine in your lives. And through them, you can also see the wisdom of God. And if we keep pursuing wisdom, and if we really are willing to grow in God's wisdom, sooner or later we can also become Catherine to the people around us. And brothers and sisters, there are always uncertainties in our lives, and we have to face lots of changes during this time. We all need to seek God's wisdom, and we all need to tell God that, you know, I don't know, I know nothing. Please help me. I'm willing. I'd like to grow. I'd like to have your wisdom so that I know how to make decisions. I know how to face the changes in my life, in my country, and in the world. Some of us might also have regrets in life because of some unwise decisions made before, afraid that it's too late to follow God's instructions or make any changes. Brothers and sisters, I want to reassure you, it's never too late. Actually, Lady Wisdom is calling. Lady Wisdom is calling. She said that she's calling us. She said that now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Now is today. Now is this moment. As long as we are willing to turn from the foolish path and seek God's guidance and instruction. We will surely, our wisdom will surely grow and grow. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we really thank you. We really thank you for showing us how precious your wisdom is and how precious your way is. Sometimes it's not very easy, but we know that it's a path of life. And give us courage, give us strength so that we can work on this path in our entire life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In hearing Pastor Zhang Li sharing with us the story of Kathleen, and after that encouraging us to really to go to God, we will sing in response a song that's translated in English, Our Trust in You, right? The Chinese song, let us.